Hello and welcome to my podcast, All About Greek Myths. My name is Ellie and I'll be your host. This episode explores the creation of mankind and the story of Prometheus, one of the truly good guys in Greek mythology. Please bear in mind, I am not an expert and there are multiple retellings of each myth. Everything I am telling you is just one version of the story, and you might have heard it differently. Welcome to episode 3, The Story of Prometheus. Prometheus, meaning foresight, alongside his brother, Epimetheus, were two of the only Titans who fought alongside Zeus in the war between the Titans and the Olympians, and therefore were spared by Zeus. As way of thanks, Zeus entrusted the brothers with the important task of creating mankind and all other living things. Epimetheus was given the task of distributing the skills and talents of the gods amongst the creatures, some receiving flight, others the ability to see in the dark or have great scales to protect themselves. In the meantime, Prometheus shaped the first humans out of mud and in the image of the gods. By the time Prometheus finished creating man, Epimetheus had already given out all the other skills. Therefore, Prometheus decided to give his creation the ability to stand upright and the gift of fire. But Zeus decreed humans were to be mortal, that they were to be subject to the elements and dependent on the gods. Prometheus wanted more for his creations. He envisioned them with a greater purpose, so when Zeus asked him to decide how mortals would pay tribute to and sacrifices for the god, Prometheus saw a way to help his creations. Prometheus was given a bull, which he divided into two parts for presentation to Zeus. He took the bones of the bull and covered it in a juicy layer of fat. He then took the flesh and hid it under the unappealing organs of the bull. Zeus chose what seemed to be the best portion for himself. He was outraged to find that the majority of the dish was just bones and was furious about this betrayal. In retaliation, he took away the use of fire from mankind for any purpose. Prometheus refused to allow his creatures to suffer and devised a plan. He scaled Mount Olympus where the gods lived and stole fire from the workshop of Hephaestus and Athena, hiding the flame in a hollow fennel stalk. He then returned the fire to the people, allowing them to harness it and dominate the natural order. They were now capable of cooking, keeping warm, and creation. Fire allowed for rapid progression for humankind and civilization. Looking down on humankind, Zeus could tell Prometheus had betrayed him again, was not about to let his pride be wounded. He imposed a horrible punishment on Prometheus. He was to be chained on a cliff for eternity and visited each day by a vulture who would tear out his liver. Being immortal, each night Prometheus' liver would grow back, just to be attacked again in the morning. Regardless of his suffering, Prometheus never regretted his decisions, and he was happy to suffer for the well-being of his creation. Zeus also wanted to punish man for accepting the gift of fire, and so had Hephaestus create the first mortal woman, Pandora. The gods bestowed upon her great beauty and wealth, but she was also given a lying tongue and a deceptive heart. The final gift given to Pandora was a jar, which she was forbidden to open. When she was ready, Zeus sent Pandora to Epimetheus, Prometheus' brother who had decided to live with man. Prometheus had warned his brother not to accept any gifts from Zeus, but Pandora held so much beauty he could not resist and he took her in. Pandora's curiosity overcame her and one day she decided to open the jar, releasing all evils upon the world, including war, famine, disease and hatred, which humankind have to deal with until this day. By the time she managed to close the jar, the only thing left inside was hope. Thank you for listening to this episode of All About Greek Myths. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope to see you again here soon.